Hey, it's Neville Medora with a Swipes email, which of course stands for Swipe Wisdom, Interesting Picture Essay, and a Splurge. So let's get started today. So the swipe here I have is a graph. Now, it's not a print ad or anything like that, but it's a graph that shows that in high school and college, you start learning numbers, operations, geometry, algebra, trigonometry, complex numbers, calculus, advanced calculus. And then in the real world, you end up just using spreadsheets. That's like about all the math that you end up using. You don't really use advanced calculus and stuff all that much. So subjects like calculus for me were very hard to get excited about in high school because they never told you why it was helpful. Why? Why am I learning this? Why am I learning that X goes over Y and divided by this and an invisible number? What is the purpose? Much like people's advertising, sometimes high school classes forget to mention this. In order to teach someone something and get them excited about it, there has to be some sort of application that they can use in their life. For example, if someone is really into soccer and you say, hey, I'm going to teach you how to do these boring exercises, but they'll make you really fast at switching sides on your soccer game. They'll go, okay, cool. I want to do that boring thing because I know it's going to help me get better at this thing I love. So I think math just completely misses the mark on that. And I think a lot of people miss the mark on that too. When I first had House of Rave, my first real business, I remember one thing I would do is I just show the product and not explain what you could do with it. And I realized after learning copywriting that I need to explain all the different reasons that people can use this product, what they can use it for, what other people have used it for, and all the different functions it has. And that made sales a lot easier when I started explaining why they should buy this product and what they could do with it. Here's a fun little piece of wisdom. I heard a quote on the Lex Fridman podcast with Kimball Musk, Elon Musk's brother, and he's a chef, and he said, food is a gift we give ourselves three times a day. And he says to take some time and eat it slowly, maybe cook it yourself. And I do like this quote because I cook almost all of my meals, either in form of meal prep once a week or grilling. And in the past, I have bought pre-made meals, like from a chef to, you know, just get my protein and all that stuff. But there's something very satisfying about fresh food and mixing it up and knowing how to cook and knowing every ingredient that goes into it, right? Like I know that there's no extra oil or no extra butter or whatever. I know exactly what goes into it. And there's something fun about that process. I also just enjoy the process of taking a few minutes to grill up a steak or chicken on the grill. And there's something very fun about it, something meditative about it. You get away for a second, you got a grill going, there's fire, there's some element of danger in it. Maybe I throw on a podcast. It's a nice little break from the day. Here is something interesting about investing. So here is some angel investing advice Dan Martell said Naval Ravikant gave him. And this is paraphrased. But it says, make 12 investments, all of the same size, over the course of a four-year period. He says the outcome of this usually follows the old normal curve, where most of the investments will either be a total washout, you lose your money, or you break even, but one or two of those investments will return all the money. And the reason he said make 12 investments is that you have to have enough investments, like a minimum of 12, for that power law to kick in. If you make two investments, there's no power law, right? It's just like one of them, both of them don't work, or one may work, but not a good chance. So you have to do at least 12. And you do all the same size because you don't know which one's really going to hit. It almost is like kind of random sometimes in the investing world. And over the course of a four-year period, he said do that because if you invest all your money right now, we might be in a bubble or we might be in a downturn. And you just don't know at the time. So if you spread it out over the course of 4 years, you kind of spread out your risk of like if you're overpaying or underpaying. So I thought that was kind of cool. And I visualized it over here with some boxes that most of these investments just are a wash or break even or do nothing or return like so little that it wasn't worth your time. And then just one of them will usually be the big return. And that's how VCs work. And if you want to see, go to youtube.com/copywriting with a K and look at my Dan Martell interview at minute 30 and 36 seconds. So minute 30 and 36 seconds, he talks about this advice if you want to hear it from his own mouth. As for a picture, if you're reading this on Friday morning, well, I am probably traveling at the moment. I have a busy travel schedule this week. So I pre-wrote this swipes email a few days earlier. Now, I couldn't find any non-personal event pictures to share. So I went to an 80s party and all that kind of stuff, but it has, you know, other family and friends and stuff that I don't post publicly. So I'm sharing this random picture of my Aprilia Scarabeo 100 scooter that has served me well for the last 10 years. Actually, the last 20 years, because I've had two of the same model scooters before that. So I originally bought one, It turns out it was a lemon. So then I bought another one, and that served me well for a good 8-9 years. And then I had this one for about 10 or 11 years now. And the things that tank, like nothing ever really goes wrong with it. Occasionally I have to replace the battery on it. But man, just in terms of like the amount of like help I've got from a piece of equipment over the course of the years for, I think I bought it for $2,000, has been immense. So I've always lived around downtown Austin. And if I ever need to get somewhere kind of in a hurry, like I don't have time to walk 1 mile, or I don't know, maybe it's just too hot or something, or maybe there's tons of traffic, you know, it's like bumping downtown and it's too much traffic, or parking will just be bad. Like right now it's South by Southwest, parking is essentially impossible. So this baby has always been there. I just hop on and go anywhere I need. It's been pretty cool. Here is a little essay, and there's this quote that sometimes means just doing things to advance a goal is better than pondering on it. And the quote is, "Motion beats meditation." Now, I love this quote, and I actually agree and disagree with it. Sometimes just jumping into a project and going head first will lead you down the wrong path. And sometimes just thinking about it a little bit more will lead you down the right path. However, it doesn't mean that you should always just stop and think and do nothing. Sometimes just getting excited about a project and leaping headfirst into it is the way to go. For example, I'm showing you here just a part of my collection of useless domains that I have on GoDaddy. I don't know how many I have at this point, but I buy domains all the time. I cancel domains all the time. And the reason is sometimes I'll get an idea, and it might be 3 a.m. I get an idea. I'm excited about it. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to buy the domain. And what that does, it's like a forcing function. Now I've put some money into it. Now I've put some effort into it. I have to think about this project, and I'll go, okay, I got the domain. Maybe I'll just make a landing page. Maybe I'll just make an email sign up, see what happens. And if I get crickets, I'm like, okay, that, you know, why didn't that work? And it forces me to think, like, maybe this is not the problem that people have. Maybe no one cares about this. Or I start running it by people and they go, eh, no big deal. But since I acted so quick, I spent $7 or whatever buying the domain, and I'll retool from there. But it has been cool to just buy a $7 domain as the first step to helping you take a project seriously. And so what if you waste $200 in a year buying dumb domains? One success out of these can return 1,000x or more. So some motion towards an idea will help you work on it faster. So love that quote, motion beats meditation. And lastly, a splurge. Actually, as I am recording this, as I am writing this, I am on what is called caveday.org. This isn't sponsored. I just think it's a cool service. I actually pay for it. But when I'm alone, I goof off. But if someone's working with me and can preferably see my screen, I will get lots of work done. So sometimes working at home doesn't provide this. So I'll hop onto Caveday, and I'm currently writing the swipes email from a Caveday session. And what it is just people co-working in silence with you. And they do kind of like an introduction first. So a mediator will get on and just say like, hey, give stretch, or what are you going to work on today? Whatever. And then for the next 55 minutes, you're just quiet and work. And I'm on a 3-hour session right now, just trying to finish all my work before I have a deadline. So caveday.org, check it out. Not sponsored, but pretty cool. Anyways, my name is Neville Mandora. I will talk to you later. Hey, before you go, let me tell you about the copywriting course real quick and what it is. So the copywriting course is, as you can imagine, a copywriting course, right? You watch some videos, you learn stuff a la carte about email, sales pages, web pages, digital marketing, all of the above. And so, of course, you can learn from our courses, but it is so much more than that. You see, one of the reasons that people get good at writing is by practicing writing. So inside the course, you actually get practice by doing quick assignments or submitting your copy to our writers and getting professional feedback on it. And so we have this whole entire members forum, like a specific custom built forum for copywriters. So you can submit your copy, and pro writers will help critique it and rewrite it. And not only your copy, but your images, your tables, all that kind of stuff. It's like having a whole marketing team working on your copy. And many people just join for the forum just to get their copy reviewed, just that alone. But not only that, you also get live help in office hours. That's right. Every Thursday, I hold a live office hours, and we hop on a Zoom call, and just all the people in the office hours, it's private, so you're not going to get blasted on the web or anything. And you submit what you want critiqued, and we go over it. And oftentimes, most of the time, just rewrite it on the spot or talk about how to make it better. So one of the last ones, someone had a big real estate group, and they were wondering if they could make a cohort. And so we wrote up a quick thing. They posted it, and instantly they got 80 people interested and over 230 comments on the post asking to be inside the cohort. So little things like that, a lot of times it's just like a little push to get you to do something. And if you go to copywritingcourse.com/office, you'll see literally thousands of different office hours questions we've answered and all these wins. So you can copywritingcourse.com/wins to see all the wins that people get inside the course. Not only that, we have weekly lesson newsletters that you can get. You can get copywriting certified, and you can learn by watching others and grow. So every week, there's new stuff inside the community. There's new office hours, and you can watch people live redoing their businesses. You get feedback in our forums, and you can directly ask me, myself, the writers, and the community questions. I mean, it is one of the best values in digital marketing on the entire internet. We've trained people at big companies and small companies, Gartner, AppSumo, The Hustle, WinZip, White Rock Locators, Ahrefs, Best Self, Nerd Fitness, and people freaking love Copywriting Course. This one guy says, within a few minutes of watching some videos, I was buzzing with ideas on how to change my emails. And the next day we had our highest sales day ever from a promotion I wrote the same day as signing up for the Copywriting Course. I love hearing things like this, where they think they're gonna take like a full year to learn stuff. They learn a few things, implement it, and they're like, oh my God, I literally paid for your course 10X over and I still get to use it. So anyways, go to copywritingcourse.com/join and join the Copywriting Course right now. It's one of the best investments you'll ever make, and talk to you inside.